Hello, it's your man Bucks a Million. Welcome back for another day of Bucks a Million's World. Super Bowl Sunday. Tom Brady about to win his Super Bowl, as I would say. And everything's looking to be good. I'm cooking today, getting some things done. I actually got a special guest with me today. I'm going to have him introduce
this stuff to you real quick.
Name's Hafiz from Philly. You know, just trying to be here, starting off something new. Buck, thanks for having me on your set. You know, this food's about to be banging, and I don't know about Tom Brady winning, but, you know, shit's going to be crazy. Game's going to be crazy. I'm looking forward to it.
That's great. That's great, man. So he's looking to start his own podcast here on Anchor, and it's going to be something great, man. Tell him the name of it.
Our Lives is going to be directed towards, you know, kids in foster agency, anybody that's been in foster agency, whoever wants to talk about that topic. Let you know, society know what's going on. In this world, I personally been adopted. I've been in the system. So I just want listeners to hear what people got to say.
Yeah, man, it sounds great. You're going to have people that you're able to open up with him, tell him things that you've been fearing to talk about, and just listen to what he has to say. The man is going to do something great with this, and I really appreciate it. He's a good friend of mine, and we're looking to take these things far.
Yeah, definitely far. I just want, you know, kids to open up about their lives, what they're going through, but also find an outlet. There's a lot of things that the government provides, and kids need to know this so they can start their own life, attain their own goals, strive for success. It's hard out here, and especially hard when you don't have parents that care about you, love you unconditionally, but put you in a society and an environment where, you know, you gotta find your own way at a young age, and that's not what they need. That's not what kids need.
So, question for you, Feast. What's the numbers like on the percentage of adopted children in this country?
Unfortunately, I don't know the numbers exactly. I'm still doing my research. I'm trying to structure my things out before I start my podcast because I want the numbers to be pretty accurate.
Yes.
But it is very high. Mm-hmm. You know, you always see these commercials about adopting kids, putting out money so you can care for them, give them clothes on their back, food in front of them, you know. But these kids, they got a lot to provide in this society, and we just need to give them a chance.
Yes, yes, I agree. I agree. It sounds awesome, man. And I'm willing to tell everybody, what's your Instagram handle, where you're going to be handling this all at?
So I'm going to start off Instagram page. It's going to be strictly Our Lives, OurLives, Our Lives. It's also going to be posted on my direct personal page, Feez15, F-E-E-Z-Z, underscore 15. So look out for that. That's going to be up. I'm shooting within this next month, get the structure listed out so I can start my own first podcast. And, you know, it's going to be linked to Buck's page here. Make sure you guys, you know, look out for it, because I really need the support, but also these kids need the support.
Right. And that's the number one thing about this. It's the kids, man. So when they, like you was telling me, when they get of age and they get out the system, you want to be able to provide them with the knowledge they need to move forward if they don't know about these programs the government give out.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of grants that the government provides once kids are rolling out of the adoption agency, foster agency, and they don't know about it. Being able to go to college, what they can provide, grants and money that they can have. Kids that are, you know, once they roll out, they have nothing. They give them a couple $100s and then they expect them to live their lives. But they're on the streets, scrounging for food, finding anything that they can just to survive. And there's much more that can be provided. So I'm trying to link up with a few people within the adoption agency, within the city of Philadelphia, even Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully this can go far, and I can strive to have some, you know, athletes who's been adopted to speak on this topic. So there's a lot that I'm trying to do that I have brainstormed. So I hope you guys can help out, share this information to all your friends, family, even in society, man.
Yeah, and you're going to be able to find these podcasts on Anchor. We're going to have it on iTunes. We will have these casts put on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and you'll be able to find us. Just search us up, Bucks a Million. Once he gets his page up on Anchor, I'm going to retweet it on my Twitter. I will retweet it on my Instagram and my Facebook. You guys all know how to find me, at BucksAMillion. And it's going to be a great situation that we're going to have going with this and moving forward from here on. Anything you want to say to the people, man?
You know, people who are listening, you know, voices matter. And voices go a long way. So the more you speak up, the better that me and Buck do just to change the world. Society's tough and it's all about I, but we need to reach out to these people in this world so we can give other opportunities than ours.
Awesome, man. Sounds great, man. Well, we look forward to hearing you start your first show, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Look forward to it big time.
I'm excited. And again, thank you for having me.
No problem, man. We'll talk.